It's January 22nd. It's the day in 1959 when Buddy Holly went into the recording studio for the last time. Less than 2 weeks later, on February 3rd, he was killed in the plane accident that also took the lives of the Big Bopper and Ritchie Valance. Buddy recorded three songs in that last recording session, including this hit.
Peggy Sue got married not long ago.
Do you remember this Aussie sitcom? John English returned to our TVs when All Together Now premiered on this day in 1991.
No, you can't split yet. You just got here.
Oh, yes, we can. Bye-bye, Daddy-O.
Hey, wow, you told him I was their dad.
January 22nd birthdays, legendary actress Piper Laurie turns 89. She was the mum in the movie Carrie, starred in Tim with Mel Gibson, was in the series Twin Peaks, and best remembered for appearing alongside Paul Newman in The Hustler.
You're not a loser, Eddie. Winner. Some men never get to feel that way about anything.
The former lead singer of Journey, who went on to have this hit in 1984, Steve Perry, is 72.
Oh, Sherry, hold on, hold on.
Got a couple of 300 gamers, one in league, one in AFL. Manly great Terry Hill is 49 today.
Terry Hill and Gordon Callis having a bit of a dust-up as they go in field.
While one clubman, Demon David Neitz, is 46.
Comes in, the kick is on its way. Neitz has kicked 8 goals.
Matthew Newton, actor, singer and son of Burton Paddy, is 44.
Sorry, what's your name?
Very upset.
Very upset? Is that hyphenated?
Are you ready to kick it up?
And Samantha McClymont turns 35. As well as being a presenter on Getaway and The Farmer Takes a Wife, she's part of the country trio The McClymonts with sisters Brooke and Molly.
I'll kick it up another notch. This party ain't shrinking violets. Give it all you got.
Finally, Oz music legend Michael Hutchence was also born on this day in 1960. The charismatic lead singer of INXS left us in tragic circumstances at the age of just 37.
And they could never tear us apart.
Remembering Michael Hutchence on January 22nd.